Tag, liebe Leute. Auch dieses Jahr gibt es lustige Experimente, präsentiert von mir, dem Erklärhai. Hab mich eierlang zurückgezogen und neue Experimente rausgesucht und bin dieses Mal auf eine Limonadenuhr gekommen. Wir werden dieses Experiment jetzt definitiv von hinten durchgehen müssen, wegen dieser Aufzeichnungstechnik. Wenn ihr zu Hause seid und das Experiment nachmachen wollt, würde ich euch das nach Anleitung empfehlen. Wir haben in dieser Box lustige Anon und Karton, also Zink- und Kupferbleche, die schon vorverkabelt sind. Eine kleine Mini-Uhr, einen Halter, den ich schon mal hier hinlege, ein Behältnis für später und ein paar Batterien, die ich gleich brauchen werde.
Vessel for later and a few batteries that we will need later on. Well, these are actually chargeable batteries. Someone goes and corrects me. Now let's read the manual. Please mind the security instructions. These are important, and I will refer to individual security instructions in due course. First, we will unpack this experiment. And don't cut into the valuable tablecloth. Put a piece of paper in between. It's always worth recommending. First, we have the actual watch, which has two wires that will connect to the current, to the power. We have the package with two pieces of metal. This experiment, I can tell you, is one I did as a child, or actually saw as a child on TV. I know it should work, but as usual, I'll be very surprised if it does actually work. So there are two springs. And now to unpack the last bag, we get
mit dem Gefäß, das brauchen wir gleich.
The vessel that we're going to need later.
So, als erstes bauen wir jetzt diesen Aufbau.
Now, first we'll just assemble the whole thing. So we take the swatch,
hier rein, die kann man sehr gut rein
put it in here, it fits easily.
Und wenn man nicht so wie ich ist, dann
and if you're not like me, you first thread the wires where they should go through these holes. So that's a bit of threading technique that you need.
Macht ihr die Anschlüsse gerade? Die laufen, hier kann man schön zur Seite raus.
You do the connections. You have four points that you can use to place the watch. Next, I repair the springs. They have different thickness. I don't know if you can see this in the stream. They both slant, but at their ends they have different thickness or width. And I'll have to see which direction and in which direction they'll fit. I think it's the thin end that goes in first. And that's where from below the wires will be fixed. And in general, you have black is negative and red is positive, the rule of thumb. Now that we've prepared the whole setup in principle, we'll start with the regular battery to see whether the watch is actually working. We need the screwdriver for that I was given, and two batteries. There's a prepared battery compartment,
das kann man aufschrauben,
which you can open through a screw.
Wenn man den richtigen Bit jetzt findet, geht, wird das
Now, if you find the right bit, this should work, because the provided screwdriver didn't quite have the right size.
Aber mit ordentlichem Werkzeug.
But with good tools, ask your parents, ask where you can find good tools, you can deal with this screw as well.
Das ist jetzt spannend, diese
Now, this is going to be interesting because this screw won't stop.
Da lasst euch bitte von euren Eltern helfen oder von jemandem.
So, please let your parents or whoever help you.
Ich habe gerade mit einem
Bit. Seems to be a problem with the thread. Now I've added some tension through a bit, which should make it possible for me to unscrew it, even though the threading has a problem. Good hacker would simply have to spend some thinking time before loosening a screw that is no longer turning properly.
Und jetzt bitte, bitte, bitte.
Now, please, please. Well,
steckt man das eine schon mal hier in diese Feder rein? Man kann
so
die Federn reinstecken.
Insert the wire through this one spring. These springs will then conduct electricity, so while you run the experiments, you shouldn't touch them. So technically, I should take the batteries out while I'm connecting the wires, because otherwise I'll have 1.5 plus 1.5, so something around between 1.5 and 3 volts on my fingers.
Nee, das ist gerade, also ich bin
okay.
Das dauert gerade ein bisschen, weil
this will take a bit of time because my gloves don't really, with my gloves, I can't really manage to hold it that well. Okay. It works now. It's a bit fiddly. If you have problems getting it done, get some help. And the watch has started. You can set it as well. And for that, you should consult the manual.
Sehr lang und sehr ausführlich.
It's quite long, quite thorough.
Man kann, hier ist gerade eine Uhr und
so you see the watch here, and we can,
das ist der Tag.
From the top, you have the day setting.
Den, oder der, testen wir mal, ist es der Tag oder der Monat?
So let's test, is it the day or the month?
Ich habe gleich den 17.1. eingestellt. Das ist die
I set it to the 17th of January. This is the time. We are at 12 o'clock. A stands for AM, so in the morning.
Kann man hier durchgehen, also der, der Knopf.
And then you just press the button
Modis, also durch die
to change the mode.
Die Zahl verändern.
And the other one is to change the number.
So ist der Grundaufbau dieser Uhr und jetzt versuchen wir,
this is how this clock more or less works.
Zu gucken, was passiert, wenn man
and now, let's see what we can use as an alternative to batteries to make it work.
Nicht nur bei Uhren sehr gut,
In general, it doesn't just work for clocks, but also for other devices, like calculators, low-level calculators, not really high-end products there, like the basic ones with solar panels, for example. And yeah, those are devices you can run with batteries or battery replacements. I'll take the batteries out now. Because most of us know, fortunately, that clocks work with batteries. Let's close this now. And then let's have a look at the alternatives I have prepared. The first try will be a lemonade of our choice, and then we'll use different flavors. It is easily screwed shut. It's important to remove the batteries from that relay again. So we only have the panel here. Now let's have a look in the instructions. How it would work with this vessel. You can put four sticks of metal in it, and with the help of the liquid, we will produce a chemical reaction that then generates electricity. And now I will explain how I exactly did this. First of all, of course, we have to read the instructions. So I have to figure out in which order I will have to apply this, the single steps. So first, we insert the sheets, the metal sheets. My first liquid is some kind of cola or Coke, because it has a high level of acidity. It is very good to use for that. You can also use vinegar or cleaning agents based on vinegar or other liquids with a high acidity. Just fill it up to 1 centimeter above the top, below the top.
Man kann das sogar hier reinstecken.
Oh, I even can fit it in here.
Ich habe das jetzt bis 1 cm unterm Rand gefüllt. In Cola ist nicht nur Zitronensäure als Säuremacher drin, sondern auch Phosphorsäure.
So, Coke doesn't only contain lemon, but also Phosphor.
Cola unter anderem die Zähne angreift.
Citric acid. So, it contains citric acid.
Die eigentlich sehr sauer ist.
And now,
das Experiment durchführen kann.
Let's see if this experiment works with Coke.
Jetzt stecke ich dieses Kupfer, das Kupferfarben ist ein Kupferblech, das andere ist ein Zinkblech.
Now, I'll insert the copper. The other one is zinc.
So. Jetzt sollte ich mit dem Zinkblech nicht hinten an das Kupferblech kommen, sonst gibt's einen Kurzschluss.
Okay, I shouldn't use the zinc one yet in order to not produce a shortcut. So now the black wire goes here. You see, it's a miracle. The clock works. Let me show you. See, it works. And this is all run by Coke. It's not healthy enough to drink it anyway, but if you have some leftover Coke at home, just use it for this one. So yeah, here I can set my clock again. Because because it's mirrored for me, it's a little bit more difficult.
Also, nachgezeigt, Cola funktioniert.
So, Coke does work as a replacement for batteries. But being nerds, to be honest, most of us don't drink Coke. Maybe Mate Cola.
So,
let's take it apart again. If you use a different or want to use a different liquid, you will find it in the instructions to replace it, to clean it, and also please do not drink the content, because there is a chemical reaction that sets electrons flee and alters the liquid in a way that it would not be digestible anymore for us. So just pour it out. So the vessel is empty again. Let's clean the panels with some water.
Lässt die kurz trocknen, weil das hier ist in dem
Behälter. Let them dry.
Keine Elektronen leiten. Generell durch die Flüssigkeit, ich demonstriere das jetzt mal im, während die trocknen, durch die Flüssigkeit.
Let me show you. While they are drying, because in general there will be a chemical reaction caused by the liquid.
Die Elektroden, die an der Kupferiode sind,
and because the electrodes are copper,
Zink, aber sich die Elektroden loslösen, findet halt eben ein Stromfluss von der Zink.
In combination with the zinc and the copper, they cause a chemical reaction and then electricity is produced. So the electric circle is closed and electricity is flowing. Let me put them on again.
Nehmen ein Getränk, was in Chaoskreisen und Hackerkreisen sehr ist.
Let's take a drink we all know very well.
Ein Eistee-Getränk, der auch leicht säuerlich
ist. It's an iced tea, which is also kind of acid.
Und gucken, ob es auch mit dem funktioniert.
Let's see if it works with that iced tea drink as well.
Füllen. Es ab. Stecken wir einen Deckel drauf.
So we fill it in, we close the lid, then we put the two sheets in. So it has two chambers, as it has two batteries usually as well. If it only had one chamber, not enough energy would be produced to make this experiment a successful one.
Natürlich könnte man jetzt auch viele solcher Behältnisse nehmen, entsprechend zusammenschalten. Und
of course, you could connect more and more vessels. And with the right amount of them, we could even run a computer. But I mean, it's kind of a waste of food or drinks in that case. Yeah, in the end, it works like any battery, that there is an agent that in combination with certain metals sets electrons free, produces electricity if you close the electric circuit. Okay, so this works.
Man kann sie auch wieder verstellen.
Can again change the settings here for the date and the time.
Habe ich sie auch mal eingestellt? Ja, das sind jetzt die Wenn's bis 12 geht, sind's die Monate. Wenn's bis 30 geht, sind's
okay.
Die Tage.
If 12 is the limit, we are talking about months here. If 30 is the limit, it's the days.
Bis 30, das ist also der Tag. Dann nehmen wir einfach mal die schöne 23, weil es die nötigste Zahl
ist. So let's set it to the 23rd, because it's the most nerdy number. Let's set this one as a day.
So, dann kann man auch weiter, hat dann hier die Uhrzeit. Kann man durch die Uhrzeiten durchgehen.
Dann go on, we set the time of the day. The first 12 digits start with an A for AM, and then in the afternoon we continue with the P for PM. So, but in Germany it would be 23 is 11 P here, 11 PM. As you see, this iced tea drink powered this for quite some time. If you'd add some of this drink at regular intervals and also clean the sheets from time to time, you could have an endless circle with the clock running.
Wie gesagt, man kann hier schön die Uhrzeit durchgehen. Funktioniert.
So, yeah, as you can see, it really works. But let's move away from food and drinks. And yeah, you can also do it with a lemon. At least I read about it. Because if you ever have bitten into a lemon, you know it's quite sour. It has acid in there. So, not for nothing, it's called ascorbic acid or vitamin C, which is contained in a lemon. It is what makes a lemon that healthy.
And with mate, the acid in the drink is actually a preservative, and it's there for flavor as well, as in many products where acid is added. Now I will slowly and carefully, you'd better take a kitchen knife, use a kitchen knife for that at home. I will cut into this lemon so that I can insert the electrodes. And I'll do the cuts in a similar way to what I've seen on this top.
Es riecht auch gerade gut nach Zitrone. Also ich kann
and there is a nice lemony smell as well. I can only recommend that.
Die steckt man auch wieder.
Again, we insert the wires to connect them.
Und?
And?
Das ist jetzt nicht dafür gedacht gewesen, der Aufbau, dass das die Zitrone hält, aber...
Well, this setup wasn't quite prepared to take a lemon, but oh, a miracle, it does work. There is enough acid. You could use limes. Well, any kind of fruit that is quite sour, you could use. Now we move over to two chemical substances. That is citric acid. Not to be confused with the ascorbic acid that's in this fruit. We're talking about fruit acids, and we have the ascorbic acid is. I only have that as a powder, I'm afraid. Um,
Die Lebensmittel danach sind nicht mehr zum Verzehr geeignet, das heißt, ich werde auch gleich.
And after use, these food items are no longer fit for consumption. So I'll either throw them away or use them to run a clock to make sure I never miss another talk. That's what I wanted to use this clock for anyway. Okay. We've somewhat dried the cup, the metal rods. I will just clean these with some water, rinse them, and you can always use running water for that same purpose. Tap water. I'm just emulating that. So at first I will use the citric acid because it's in liquid form already. So I'll try to divide it up into these two holders and containers quite evenly. You can use vinegar or rather vinegar essence that you use for cleaning. The kind of vinegar you know as a salad dressing. Or the vinegar you have from in the cleaning department. And to be honest, I have both at home. And I've just noticed I wanted to fill this up a bit more, so I'm going to dilute the vinegar acid just to have the liquid reach to the top, because otherwise there's too much air and there's less contact to the metal that is supposed to conduct the electricity. It's possible to dilute this. Again, I'll insert these metal strips, connect them. And even with a bit of vinegar essence, this was actually food vinegar essence. You can run a clock with that. It's lighting up nicely. And compared to the mate and coke we had before, you don't really see anything. You had bubbles earlier, and now you don't need to see anything. There are no bubbles, which means that you can leave it there standing. It's not very conspicuous if you do it this way. The only disadvantage is that vinegar has a very unpleasant smell, which is why I'm wearing this mask for my experiments. The lemon would smell much better when I had it. What you can see. There are a few bubbles rising from the metal strips, which shows you that a chemical reaction is taking place. But I can hardly see that, and you probably therefore can't see anything in the video. And these bubbles are rising just next to the metal strips. You will have to do this experiment yourself to see this. It's very easy to get these metal stripes somewhere, such as a hardware store. The liquids you can find either from your own kitchen, from your cleaning cupboard, ask your parents, and a clock, the assembly, the kit for a clock you can find, well, either in a very good electronic store or on the internet. The specialized stores are going away, sadly, these days. I'll try to open this and pour it away. I'm now going to rinse it again because the vinegar really has an unpleasant smell. I would always recommend, if you use the cleaning kind of vinegar, which people use to
Zitronenreiniger zu nehmen, dann
Decalcify is something I would always recommend that you use citric acid rather than vinegar acid. There'll be less of an unpleasant smell. It won't stay around as long. It's quite pleasant that way, actually.
Also als Hausfrauentipp mal.
So just a kind of housewife, houseperson kind of hint.
So, jetzt kommt.
Now we have the ascorbic acid, the powder, and I'll try to not use it very much. It's very acidic.
Vorsichtig umkippen.
Pour it carefully. And now, okay, I'll go ahead and use it all. Now I need to solve it in water. Dissolve it.
Ich habe jetzt Wasser draufgekippt.
So I've added water.
Das jetzt einmal anrühren.
I'm going to stir it.
Damit sich das Pulver anfängt zu lösen.
So that the powder will dissolve.
So.
Okay.
Man sieht, es verfärbt sich
and
auch.
You can see a certain coloring. The color changes.
Mache wieder den Deckel drauf, stecke
we'll
wieder wie eben.
Add the lid again, insert the metal strips again as before.
Schließe den.
Connect them.
Pluspol an. Weiß mich bei dem Experiment.
Plus and the minus wires. And what I'm going to be very interested in this experiment is.
Sehe, dass die Uhr leuchtet.
Yeah, the clock is lighting up.
Werde ich mal eine kleine Messung vornehmen, weil das ist
I'm now going to try and measure this, because this is a very acidic, strong acid, the material I've used. So I'm going to connect a multimeter to measure the voltage.
Die da rauskommt.
That I get from there.
Gucken, ob ihr das auch sehen könnt.
Let's see if you can actually see it.
Da kommt 1,8.
So we get 1.8 volts out of this.
Eine Strommessung werde ich jetzt nicht durchführen.
I'm not going to measure the current.
Aber bei 1,8 Volt, das ist auch
but given 1.8 volts, this is what you get from a normal battery, 1.5 actually, so this is quite handsome.
Und hier kann man einfach immer wieder abwarten. Man kann so ein bisschen
and you can always wait
sogar wackeln und halt eben
and kind of wiggle the electrodes
man könnte das jetzt
to make sure the powder dissolves. And you could run this for a long, long time until all the powder has been dissolved.
So.
Right.
Jetzt werde ich einmal noch das waschen und habe ein
and now I'm going to talk about washing and hair. And I'm almost certain that it will work. But first I'm going to wash this.
So.
All right.
Verhältnis ist wieder sauber.
It looks clean again.
Der Klei hat
because
immer noch einen Sonnenlocke.
Man Explainer Shark always has something extra. I was given this free cocktail, which I'm going to add Mate to. This is a classical kind of drink, common in our group. Non-alcoholic, because when we experiment, we do not drink alcohol. And this is a Juul non-alcoholic cocktail. To make sure of that, I'll actually taste it.
Ja, ist gut.
Yes, it's good.
Werde jetzt das vorsichtig in das
and now I will carefully pour this into our containers using a tweezer. Because if we know that mate, a drink containing mate, an ice drink containing mate and lemon, if we know that these both produce electricity, and maybe you have some leftover cocktail at the end of your night to charge your mobile phone, so if you had many cocktails, even if you, especially if a very old phone that doesn't need so much electricity, in theory, it would be possible with lots of cocktails to find your way home. It does take a while, as I said.
Weil ich kann schlecht aus dem Glas das in das kleine Behältnis umkippen. Aber ein Cocktail, den ich hier nicht im Glas serviert bekomme, ist kein Cocktail.
Well, yeah, I mean, a cocktail that isn't served in a glass wouldn't be a cocktail. That's why I take the time to fill it in this glass.
Wie gesagt, Grundzutaten, brauner Zucker, Limetten.
So brown sugar, limes, no rum. Because of a good reason, those are the base ingredients. Because we are on a stage and we are working here, that's why we don't use rum or consume alcoholic beverages. Then we have a little bit of ice and mate. You can also use a bigger vessel for the electrodes at home, or just use maybe a funnel. But I really do not want to get stains on this beautiful gray tablecloth. Since we are in a laboratory, we are working very cleanly. So it's the same setups as just before.
Fang mit dem Plus an. Und auch jetzt, der Nachweis ist erbracht.
And also now we have to prove that also a cocktail can generate electricity.
Falls man am nächsten Morgen noch was vom Cocktail übrig hat und
if you have some leftovers in the next morning or save some electricity, just produce your own if the cocktail isn't fit for drink anymore. So that's it about our lemonade or soda clock. I hope I could show some things to you, teach you some things. I'll just let it run here and we will see how long it actually has power. Thanks for tuning in. And